This is the Lone Observer here. This podcast or whatever. Well, this is actually not really an official podcast episode. This is more an update about the state of the podcast series and my YouTube channel. I'm making this message because right now, over the last few weeks, I've been going through a lot of personal issues with myself and how I, which involves my personal life and how I see the world and everything. Long story short, I'm just gonna start cutting back on what I do. This is gonna be about the future of this podcast series and the future of the YouTube page in general. If you're watching this on YouTube, or in this, not necessarily for those who are watching it on Blog Talk. But anyways, like I said, this is about how I feel right now about the current state. The current state of where I am mentally, because mentally right now I am just not really in any mood to engage with the world very much. As you can see, it's just weird because lately I've just been having this feeling of actually wanting to live. I just want to live in peace, pretty much, because I'm at a point in time where I've become so worried, world worry. It's weird because at my age, you will find it unusual for me to be world worried. I'm worried of all the things that are going on in the whole world in general, because everything just keeps going on and on and on and on. I'm just fed up and tired of all the drama and all the negativity and everything that comes with it right now. And I just want to just, I'm just going to go back to doing things more simply. For example, I'm going to go back to just focusing more on just writing, because that's what I am. I'm a writer. I'm not a speaker. I'm not good at speech. If you listen to my videos and if you notice, you notice that I'm not that good at speech. You know, the best video I probably have done was the one that no one is watching, which is called Enslavement, which is called Enslavement Won't End Until People Collectively Take Back Their Power and Use It Responsibly. No one, which is on the YouTube page, and no one wants to watch that, which is a very important video. It's over an hour and 30 minutes long. But I digress. That's the thing here. It's just I kind of feel like at this time I just don't fit. I just feel like I'm trying to get into something that I shouldn't be getting into at this time. I feel like I just don't feel satisfied with my work and what I'm doing, especially when it comes to doing videos. I'm still going to do writings, but those writings are going to come slowly. I mean, you never know when you're going to get writings or see writings. That's the reason why I always strongly encourage people to always go to my blog, which no one does. And I keep saying that I'm a writer, not a speaker. I mean, but no, because we live in a day and age where nobody wants to read. Everybody just wants something short and quick, you know, because we live in the age of instant gratification, you know? I keep saying that, you know, the best material is in my writings. And that's what I'm going to go back to, just writing. I'm not going to really do videos on YouTube anymore for now. I mean, I might do videos here and there, but don't expect it to be regularly like I used to. I just come to realize that what's the point, especially since my videos aren't really popular anyway. So I'm just going to go back to what I do best, and that's writing. And like I said, I'm just not in the mental condition or mental shape to even do videos on a regular basis. Because quite honestly, I'd rather just write these things out. Because when I write these things out, I can think and properly put it on paper, and instead of having to just blurt out whatever, and then you realize you look back and you're thinking, "Ooh, I should have never said that," or I reviewed the video, and I'm thinking, "Well, man, I should have never said this and that, so I'll have to go back and edit this," which is what I've done a lot in these videos. I say something I should have never said, or said something that I regret saying, or say something I think, "Oh man, that's stupid," and I have to go back and cut it out. But that brings me to another topic. It's just like I said, it's just I feel, I'm just not, like I said earlier, I'm just not happy with the content I'm putting out or producing. I just feel like something is missing. There's just something missing to it. And as for the whole, and let's go, that's what I wanted to do actually. Go back to the whole world worriness thing. Where I just feel like I'm just not in any mood to engage with all this fight and this drama, because it feels like it's just been going on forever, or I've been doing this forever, even though I just barely started doing it officially. is weird because at my age, it's just I shouldn't be feeling this way, but I do. Like, as if I've been doing this forever. I just want to be in peace because I feel like I'm not adding anything or contributing anything anyway, nor anyone gives a shit about me anyway. So what's the point? I mean, I get no support, I get no love doing this, so it's not like I have any incentive to keep doing it. Which is the reason why I'm just scaling back and cutting back. I just want to just live my life and focus on myself because there's a lot of things I need to work on with myself right now. Because I want to focus more on myself right now because hey, no one's looking out for you. You gotta look out for yourself. It's that simple. I mean, I take a look at humanity and it's just despite all these things you hear about how things are this and that is happening, this and that, blah blah blah. But I really think a lot of it's overstated, especially the so-called awake. Oh, here comes an idiot driver, loud cars around here. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm sorry. But anyways, like I said, see, I lost track of what I was gonna say. Hold on. Yes, it's about sorry state of humanity. And it's just I hear about I understand there's more people coming online to what is going on. I get that. I don't need to hear it because I understand. But if you take a look outside, you walk around, the majority of people are still walking around as if whatever. Those people are sleeping. A lot of people want to stay asleep. I mean, we're living in really dire times right now, and I'm seeing how humanity is reacting to what is going on. And a lot of them is just people, it's just not enough people are waking up fast enough. People are buying into whatever agenda is being put on the table. And people are just buying into the whole divide and conquer nonsense more than ever too. That's because this is what the design of the end game. I'm just fed up with all the fighting, all the divide and conquer, all how I'm gonna actually think and say, oh no, that's controlled opposition, this is controlled opposition, this and that. It's just so tiresome. And it's like it's gonna keep going on and on forever. Yeah, I understand the system is collapsing, but it's on slow motion. I mean, let's get into rabbit holes concerning this situation. If you want to hear about timeline manipulation and all this nonsense, which is the reason why it feels like this is going on and on forever and all that. I mean, that's not my area of expertise. Go research someone else for that. But what I'm saying is that I'm just fed up and tired of all the bullshit in this world. And it's like I feel like no matter what I do, what I contribute to it, it's not going to really affect anything at this time. I'm not encouraging anyone out there to actually do what I do because right now I have to look out for myself. Because my theme of my work is empowerment. And my message sounds disempowering, but excuse me. But it's not about telling you that it's worthless and you should get up. I'm not telling no one to give up. I'm not telling anyone to give up at all. Just so you know, I'm not telling anyone to give up. I'm just saying right now I have to cut back and step back. That's all I'm saying. Because I feel like this is just not the right time for me to engage in this work. And when I do this work, like I said, it's going to be through my blog and through my writings. Because I'm not interested in engaging in the world, engaging in people, and how I'm going to actually deal with conflict and all this. I'm just so worried and so mentally tired. It's weird because, what, I'm going to be, what, at this time in this video in 2016, I'm going to be, I'm heading towards that 30-year mark, in my life, and I'm almost at the age of 30, and it amazes me how I mentally feel like I'm a 60-year-old man when it comes to how I see the world and how I'm just so sick and tired of everything. I'm just so mentally tired. I just don't want to put up with anyone. I just want to be left alone and live in peace. I'm just tired of conflict. I am so mentally tired of conflict that if I see it, I'm thinking, oh no, can people stop it? All these silly, ridiculous dramas. I'm tired. I just literally just want to just walk and run away from it as fast as possible. It's weird because it's not even about, it's just that actually that goes into this. It's the fact that I just am losing my faith in humanity because I see how humanity acts and behaves on a daily basis. I don't live in a bubble like a lot of people do. A lot of people, these people who live in a bubble are usually around other people who are awake or people who are spiritually awake on a daily basis. I don't get that luxury to actually be around spiritually awake people and truly awake people on a daily basis. I don't get that luxury. I have never come across anyone in my personal life that is quote unquote awake to what is going on, or even spiritually awake to what is going on. I don't know anyone. I have never met anyone in my life like that.
And what I mean by I haven't met anyone in my life like that, I'm talking about outside the internet. I'm talking about outside the online world. I'm talking about out my door, physically in person, in my face. That's what I meant by I haven't met anyone in my life who is awake to what's going on. You know, that's what I meant. I'm talking about out my door, mind you.
You know, because of the fact that the majority of the people on this planet are asleep. Come on. I mean, we've got 7 billion people on this planet. And it's over 6+ billion people who are asleep. Come on, we are still dwarfed. So I'm just tired of all this overhyping and all this nonsense that is going on. I mean, yeah, people are waking up, but people are so over-exaggerating the scope of awakening. Just because you have a lot of people in your social media circle who are awake, that doesn't mean shit when it comes to the rest of the world. You ever walk outside and talk to anyone about this stuff? You'll get laughed at like an idiot. And just freaking hold on a minute. Sorry about that. It's just got interrupted by another motorcycle. Well, anyways, like I said, sorry. But like I said, this type of thing is what I'm talking about, you know? This nonsense I have to go through every day. With all this extreme noise. See, the reason why this stuff easily bothers me is because of the fact that I have sensitive hearing. You know, I get frazzled very easily by loud noise. I like to point out. You know, a lot of people are thinking, "Oh, what's wrong with this guy?" You know, see, this is the reason why I'm standing back, because I'm tired of living in the world of cold, uncaring people in general who don't understand. You know, that things such as the fact that I got a noise sensitivity. I had this noise sensitivity since 2008. I never really had it when I was a kid. I mean, it was kind of there when I was a kid, but it wasn't this bad. You know. I mean, see, this is what I was talking about. This is the reason why I'm just so tired and worried. It's just all these things I have. I'm seems like I'm all reacting to, you know. And I'm just tired. And also, I'm just getting tired of all this phony, false hype I'm seeing in the so-called alternative spiritual community, and especially in the New Age movement. I'm sick and tired of all this false hype of this thing called ascension, you know. And ascending and all this stuff. It's become a cult of its own. This whole ascension thing doesn't really make that much sense to me anyway, since many of us, especially those who are called starseeds and other groups of people, have come from places of higher dimensions and higher places to assist and aid humanity, supposedly. This whole ascension thing doesn't make sense to me because I'm thinking, why would I want to ascend into a higher dimensional version of this planet? That makes no damn sense. I want to get out of here altogether. Get out of this matrix construct. This whole hype of fifth dimension, this fifth dimension ascension. I don't know where it comes from and what is it all about. I mean, you're still going to be in this holographic construct. It's still, because it has many layers to it. So what? You're in the fifth dimension. Hoop-dee-doo. Why won't you just get out of here altogether? I mean, there's better places in this planet. This planet is so overrated. You know, there's places out there that'll make this planet look like it's drying, paint drying in comparison. You know, I don't understand the whole ascension thing anyway. I mean, I don't think we all came here just to just escape. You know, I don't really see it as that. I mean, yeah, trying to break down this holographic construct. Yes. You know, but escaping it, I don't know about that. I mean, that really depends on what you came here for. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I just don't buy into the whole this whole ascension thing. I just really think it's just another co-opted thing to try to get us into a bigger cage. That's just me. Because before that, it was about the fourth dimension. But no, now it's about the fifth dimension. I just don't buy into this whole, especially this attitude that all of humanity is ascending to another, to a higher vibration. That is BS. Look at humanity around you. It's degrading. If anything, it's actually going into a deeper enslavement. I mean, this whole thing, and if you were to actually work on yourself, you have to consciously do it. It's not going to just magically happen to humanity. I currently just don't believe that there's going to be some magic event that's going to make everybody suddenly awake. It's just not going to happen. And I don't foresee anything truly significant happening in this lifetime for me here. And I'm not going to live to see it because this is my last lifetime here. And I'm making it my, and I've already made it my intention that this is my last lifetime here. So I'm just tired. You know, I don't want to bother. I just want to just be in my own little world. I just want to be left alone. But like I said, I just don't buy into this hype and all. And people need to stop buying into all this hype. Anything that involves the humanity not working on themselves individually, hell, or even in small groups not working on themselves, it's BS. And people need to stop believing that magically that some event's going to happen where all the evil hierarchical forces are going to be removed and we're going to be replaced with another hierarchical force that's more benevolent and all this. And it's just, people need to stop believing this nonsense. It gets more traffic and views and so on talking about solutions like me. You know, talking about actually people getting off their ass and having to do something to make a difference in this world. Not enough people are doing it. And I've started and tried doing it, but it's just, lately it just fell back because I'm just getting tired and worried so fast. It's not even burnout. It's more like, man, you know, I'm just not getting anything. There's nothing to reap out of this. It's like you're planting all these seeds in gardening, and you're just not getting any, and you're not getting nothing out of this. After the season, after the months pass by, you water everything, you take care of everything, and nothing grows. You got something sprouts out though. So yeah, this is just my rant. You know, and to all the people out there, you know, who sees this as complaining, well, all to say is go suck a lemon. You know, because I made this video this podcast episode, you know, which is episode, what, 15, 14? I don't remember. But this is an unofficial format for this episode, you know? And that's why I'm not saying this is an episode of spiritual empowerment, spiritual sovereignty, because this episode has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that this is a message I'm trying to give out here. And also one thing else to consider, this is all a BS game. This is all a BS game. And I have the right to cut back. I have the right to pull back. There's a lot of people out there who think they have to do something just because you sign up for something. You know, this attitude that you have to do it. I don't have to do a damn thing. You know why? Because I'm a sovereign being. And if I say I want to pull back and not do anything for a while and recuperate and just wait till the right time to do it at a later time, and I'm going to do it. It's that simple. Because keep in mind, I keep saying over and over again, this is not about giving up. This is just about me just rethinking and just living in having a more harmonized life. That's more suited to me. That's more in alignment with my personality and my personality type. You know? I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. And that's what a lot of people are not going to understand. I think that's all I need to say. If you if you are interested in my work somehow, you know, if you're not, whatever. I don't really care anymore. But I'm still going to write articles from time to time. I'm working on one right now. It's taken me a while because I work on it here and there. I've been working on it on and off for days now. You know, I do a few paragraphs here and there. This write-up I'm writing is about me responding to this so-called, you know, you'll see when it comes. If you are even going to bother to follow my website. That's the only place where you're going to get the information. But like I said, when I do videos, if I do videos, I'm going to probably do it in the way where I'm just going to announce what's on my website. Or if an article comes out, I'm going to say, okay, this is the article, go read it. That's what I'm probably going to do. But for now, I'm not going to make videos on a regular basis anymore. And this podcast series for now is it's going to be an indefinite hiatus. You know, that's all I have to say. So that's it for now. This is the Lone Observer here. So if you want to follow my information, go ahead. That's cool. If you like what I put out, that's great. If you don't, well, no shit. I mean, this is what I expect. My message is unpopular because of the way I deliver it and how I come off and the fact that I don't buy into a lot of the popular nonsense. So
Whatever. So, yeah, I'm gonna click off this video, have to edit and go through all this nonsense and tagging, blah, blah, blah. See, this is why I hate doing videos. I have to do a lot of all this tagging and editing. I probably don't have to edit this one, fortunately, but still. So, yeah, I'm gonna stop running my mouth now because I think you guys are tired of hearing me running my mouth because yeah, you need to shut up already. We don't want to hear it no more. Okay, I get it. Let me go back to my hole, all right? So yeah, this is it. This is the end of the video.